Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Life Scout Trevor Nida about his bat house project at Marr Park and his upcoming board of review for an Eagle Scout honor.
I'm Trevor Nida, and I live in Kelowna, Iowa, and I go to Mid Prairie High School, which is in Wellman.
And are you a Life Scout currently?
Yeah, I'm a Life Scout. That's the one before Eagle, so.
Describe your project that you did at Marr Park.
The project was making bat houses for Marr Park to help the bat population and to give the bats somewhere to live.
And if you could kind of give a timeline as far as when the boxes were put up and how that project went.
Okay, so they were set up in October. That's when I got the project done.
Who helped you with it?
So I had a lot of my Boy Scout troop help with it. And basically, when you're doing the Eagle Scout project, you're more supervising than doing the actual work. But you're still doing work. You're just leading them through it because it's for leadership. Mm-hmm. I had to do like all the planning and everything. I just had to guide them through it. And
how do you think the other Eagle Scouts or the other scouts in your troop, as far as how they thought the project went, did they enjoy working with you to put up the bat houses?
Yeah, I think a lot of them enjoyed it.
It went pretty smoothly, you think,
yeah.
The process?
Yeah. Yeah, we just had to put them, we already had them on the poles and everything. They were already assembled. So we just had to put them up into the holes and then pour concrete in. And it didn't take that long because we had a lot of people help.
And how many houses did you put up?
Oh, we put up 4.
And if you can kind of describe where those are located at Marr Park?
They're located, it's easier if I have a map in front of me to show you, but they're basically next to there's like the road that goes into Marr Park, and the bat houses are near the campgrounds, because then the reason we put them there was because the bats could eat bugs that are in like the campgrounds, and they were far enough away from water, and it was a good spot for the houses to get warm, because they're from at a good angle for the sun, from the sun.
Did you solicit donations for the bat boxes?
Yes, we did, and I got donations from Knievel Windows, Hall Masonry, Sherwin Williams, Hills Bank, Curtis and Alyssa Crone, which are co-workers of my dad, and Kelowna Post and Frame. Those were the 6 that I got stuff from.
Did you have to put any money yourself into doing this project then?
Yes, it was for like extra materials that didn't get donated.
How have the bat boxes benefited Marr Park?
So they haven't benefited yet because the bats haven't arrived yet. But once the bats come to campground, that's when it'll start benefiting, because like I said before, it'll lower the bug population and it'll raise the bat population, because it'll help them survive because they're an endangered species.
So when will that be, when the bats typically kind of migrate to Marr Park?
I'd say spring, summer, and fall, about there. And then winter they hibernate, because that's why they haven't come yet, because they're hibernating.
Have you heard any comments on the bat boxes from conservation staff or people at Marr Park?
We haven't heard anything about the bats being there yet, obviously, but Steve Anderson said, he's the like main person of Marr Park, he said that the bat boxes looked really good.
Since putting up the boxes last fall, what else has been going on this year in Boy Scouts for you?
Basically, I've been preparing for the I'm going to start preparing for the Eagle board, because I already have all the merit badges, so I'm good on that. And I just need to go in front of the Eagle board, and that's when, if they pass you, then that's when you'll become an Eagle Scout. Because you just have to answer questions and answer them in a good, like you can't just skip them. You have to give like a good answer, and if they think you did well enough, then they'll make you an Eagle Scout.
Why is becoming an Eagle Scout important to you?
It'll really help in the future, because I've heard it looks really good on your resume, and colleges like it too. So it helps my future, and it's good to know I did something good for the community.
Why did you join Boy Scouts in the first place, and why have you stuck with it all these years?
it's really fun. And like before I joined Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and everything, I was like really shy, but it helps me become a bit more social. And, you know, I met a lot of new people, and it's really fun.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna Life Scout Trevor Nida about his Bat House project at Mar Park and his upcoming Board of Review for an Eagle Scout honor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.